Entrepreneur Weekly interviews the brilliant leaders of today in order to provide a stepping stone of wisdom on the journey to personal business ownership. Now, here's your host, Alan Taylor.
All right, the big question today, you ready for this? You ready? Is, are you enough? That's right. Are you enough? And our guest wrote a book called Are You Enough? So we're going to talk to her now. The fun part of this is her name is Megan Finneau. She is a Air Force veteran, a licensed clinical social worker, a speaker, a trainer, a host of the Blonde Bombshell podcast, and founder of I Am Enough Movement. So, well, first of all, welcome to the show, Megan.
Thank you so much. So, I love your energy.
Well, you know what? I always have felt like I don't give a crap if people don't like me. Now, it's gotten me into a lot of trouble. But sometimes, and you know what's funny is the one time I remember, I was just bodacious. You know, there's an old saying, fortune favors the bold. And I've always been bold and crazy. And one time there was this extremely large man, 6'9". And he was in this group of guys, and we were all talking, and I don't know, I guess I said something I shouldn't have oughta. And he looked right at me, 6'9". I'm 5 foot fat, so he's looking down at me, right? And he says to me, hey, that's not funny. And I look him right in the eye, and across my mind, this thing said, this guy's going to beat the living hell out of you. And I looked him right in the eye, and I said, you know what? Then I apologize. I said I shouldn't have said that. I said I thought we were all joking around having a good time here, and I took liberty. I apologize. And he looked me right in the eye, and he goes, you know what? I appreciate that. And I have to tell you, we are best friends to this day. That's been about a decade ago. And it's interesting that even when you make a mistake, it's the character that you have that you use to deal with how you deal with that mistake can take you somewhere. So to me, having a lot of energy, being bodacious, I guess I could call it, being, in your case, the blonde bombshell, you know, it's a knock on the door of life. It's like, I'm here. I am enough. And so let me ask you, first of all, where did this all come from, You Are Enough? The book that you wrote, we'll get to that. But where did it all start? What's the genesis of your journey?
Well, throughout my entire life, and growing up in a home, abusive home, having a learning disability, but really over the last 6 years and being in a very narcissistic, abusive marriage where I never felt like I was enough because he had an affair and, you know, he just would make me feel like I was this horrible person. Mm. And although he never told me I wasn't enough, I created that story in my head based on his behaviors.
It's interesting how I think the majority of humanity don't think they're enough. And yet you have started a new movement that is, from what I understand, going pretty viral called I Am Enough, the I Am Enough movement. Mm-hmm. And I do believe that people are starting to realize that so much of life is perception. And when you have a poor perception of your own self, then you are almost dooming your future to, you know, a sad future because you don't believe in yourself. You don't have kind of the, I don't know, the spark of life. Mm-hmm. You know, the flicker is gone out. The flame has gone out. And so you just accept. And I don't believe that we have to accept. Do me a favor. Give me just 1 minute on You Are Enough, the book. Just 1 minute.
Well, the book, I always say, is my saving grace because I actually wrote it in the midst of my own trauma when I walked away from that relationship a year ago. So it's very raw. It's very real. And then the 5 steps that I created to move from your struggle to strength are steps that I actually worked through when I was going through my own trauma. Mm. And as a therapist, I work, you know, these steps with my clients as well, whether you believe that you're not good enough. You know, you're dealing with limiting self-beliefs in your health, relationship, as an entrepreneur, whatever. These steps can truly help you move.
Awesome. Well, we have a few segments here with Megan Finneau, MeganFinneau.com. Her book is You Are Enough. She has the I Am Enough movement, 15 years in mental health therapy, an Air Force veteran, an officer. We're going to take a little break, come back and talk more with Megan and find out how she can help you to realize you are enough. It is Entrepreneur Weekly. We'll be right back.
Stay tuned. There's more Entrepreneur Weekly after these messages.
Listening to Entrepreneur Weekly, I'm Alan Taylor, and our show is here to help you to realize you are enough. And Megan Finio joining us, she wrote the book, You Are Enough. Don't forget, check out our website, entrepreneur.com. You can find many podcasts just like this one, lots of great content, videos, and a whole lot more at entrepreneur.com. Megan Finio, we were talking about your beginning, about writing the book, You Are Enough, starting this movement, I Am Enough, and becoming an officer in the Air Force, 15 years in mental health therapy, to becoming an entrepreneur. Boy, that's a little different, isn't it, after being in that structured environment?
Oh, yes, it totally was.
So what was it like for you as becoming an entrepreneur? Was it difficult?
It was, because I had left corporate America. After I got out of the Air Force, I worked at a hospital, and I lost my job, which was crazy. And I could have gone back to working a 40-hour work week and being stressed out, but I had this nudging feeling like I was meant for something more. And so I decided to just jump into my business. I didn't know what I was going to do. I didn't know what it was going to look like, but I knew that I wanted to continue to spread my message. And so I jumped into it, started writing my book, and the last year and a half has been a whirlwind, but it's been so amazing.
I'll tell you what, if I Googled you just briefly, Megan Finio, and there's like a jillion pictures of you. You are a blonde bombshell, by the way. That's your podcast. We'll get to that. What do you think about mindsets that keep you stuck in life? I mean, this book, You Are Enough, obviously you had to break through the glass ceiling.
Yeah.
Talk about it.
Well, you know, I think that is the biggest thing is when, like I said earlier, when we come up into something that's difficult in our lives, whether it be our health, career, or relationship, we have these feelings, and 9 times out of 10, it's that we're not enough. And so what I wanted to do was to create this movement as a way for people to have what I call a visual coping skill, to remind themselves that they are enough in those days, in those weeks or times where they feel like they're not enough in their business, like questioning if they can do this, or, you know, in a relationship, knowing that you don't have to stay in a relationship that's unhealthy and toxic, that you are enough to get through this. And so I love it because the cards can just be used. You can carry them with you and just remind yourself when you're having those limiting beliefs.
All right, you said the cards. What do you got going on there?
I Am Enough movement cards. You can go to my website and order these cards. You get 5 of them absolutely free. And the cards on the back have the word because with a couple lines where you can write why you are enough. And then I encourage people to share them with friends and family. And then send me a selfie of you holding the card. Mm. And it's gone international. I sent cards all over the world, and I just launched it 4 months ago, and it's been amazing to connect with people and, you know, help them truly believe that they are enough with whatever they're going through in life.
You know, it's interesting hearing your story. You had an abusive family life, then you married an abusive husband, and of course, I think you got a divorce from that. You went beyond that, but then you went into the Air Force and the military, and through this life journey, and of course, I mean, you're a mental health therapist, too. So this is something that's been on your heart almost all your life. Am I right?
Yes, it has been. And, you know, we always say you become a therapist because you're just a little crazy as well. And so right. It truly is. I've always had this passion to help people. And, you know, it started early in life, you know, growing up and, you know, kind of having to take care of myself. And yeah, it's just kind of moved through this whole plethora throughout my entire life. And it's just career-wise, I've been very, very blessed, you know, to have this passion and this purpose. Personally, well, you know, that's a whole nother story. But I always just look at the hardships and the struggles that I've been through as turning points, you know, and knowing if I wouldn't have gone through that marriage, I guarantee you I wouldn't have been an entrepreneur, and I definitely probably would not have written my book.
Right.
And so for that, you know, I'm thankful.
Well, you know, it's interesting that there are more people out there in the world like you than there are not. And so that's why this movement is taken off the way it is. The I Am Enough movement and the book, You Are Enough, 5 steps to move from struggle to strength. And Megan Fenyoe joining us. MeganFenyoe.com. That's FENYOE.com. MeganFenyoe.com. This is Entrepreneur Weekly. We're going to get some of these 5 steps when we come back.
Can't get enough of Entrepreneur Weekly? Check out our podcast on iTunes for even more content. Subscribe today. You're listening to Entrepreneur Weekly. Now, here's your host, Alan Taylor.
She's an Air Force officer. She's a mental health therapist. She's the Blonde Bombshell. That's her podcast. I can't wait to hear more about that. And she's the author of the book, You Are Enough. 5 steps to move from struggle to strength. Her name is Megan Fenyoe. Megan, thanks again for talking with us. You know, the story is so important about what people go through. It's like, it really is the credentials, if you know what I'm saying, to be able to speak the way you speak. And I understand you work with veterans to help them because you are a veteran. And so you've been there, you've done that, you understand. You worked with, you know, people that have mental health issues because you had them yourself. And, you know, and now you're at the point of your life where, like, I am enough. And so you start the movement. You wrote the book. Maybe you could give us just a quick overview of these 5 steps.
Definitely. The first step is discovering your true self. And so whenever you're going through something life-changing and you find yourself just kind of saying, like, now what? What does all of this mean? Who am I? It's the process of, you know, taking that deep dive and discovering who you truly are. That's something that I had to do, which is one of the reasons I became an entrepreneur, because I started doing this hard work when I was in the midst of my own trauma. And so there's some questions that I pose in the book. Also, at the end of each chapter, there's a question where there's room for you to journal in the book. And it's just really about rediscovering who you are, which also includes, you know, redefining your values and what makes you excited to get out of bed in the morning. And then step 2 is visualizing your passion and purpose. Step 3 is grounding yourself. Step 4 is creating your strength plan. And step 5 is maintaining a healthy lifestyle.
Okay. All right. And then through the book, you help people to walk through it. These are like coping strategies, you might say, the way you've called them before.
Yes.
So in the military, did that help to reinforce? Because, you know, what they say about for guys, it makes boys into men. And I have to imagine for you, it gave you tremendous character because, you know, here you are today, you seem kind of fearless, which I like.
Well, I appreciate that. I do. I am fearless, you know, but yeah, working in the military, I don't think the military is what got me to this point of being fearless. I've kind of always just kind of jumped at opportunities and just dove in head first.
Yeah.
But it definitely gave me a lot of structure, and it made me like grow, you know, personally and as an individual, because I went through officer training and had to learn, you know, at 33 years old, like how to do all the military stuff. And so I definitely grew and really learned what I can handle and my limitations in that setting for sure.
Let me ask you, for those, it seems like most people have this tremendous amount of fear. And so for those that have fear for that first step, even for any of the steps, they feel like, oh my gosh, what do you say to people that have the fear of taking the first step to making big changes like you're talking about here?
That is such a great question. It's really finding that mentor or an accountability person or even a therapist to help you work through that fear. And that's where that first step comes into discovering who you are.
So kind of like the buddy system.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I will tell you, it's so interesting how so many of us think we have to take this journey of life alone, and we internalize so many things that actually, I believe, turn into poison, and that's where so many diseases come from, because we're walking through life with angst or with that fight or flight mode, you know, almost mm-hmm. on its edge at all times. And, you know, you see somebody and you say one little thing to them, and they're like, what? What? And you're like, wow, sorry, buddy. You know, it's because that person's internalizing all kinds of anger and fear and resentment and emotions, you know. So it seems to me like meditation has been a huge part of so many thought leaders in this world these days. Do you do anything with meditation? Just curious.
Oh, definitely. Guided meditation. All kinds of different meditations, myself included, as well as my clients. Yes, for
awesome.
Sure.
Totally awesome. Well, real quickly, the I Am Enough movement, how do people get involved with that?
You can simply go to my website, meganfenyo.com. You can click on the I Am Enough movement. You can order your cards right there. You can see the gallery of selfies from around the world that I've gotten from people. So it's pretty easy.
That's cool. That is totally cool. Well, there you go. Megan Fenyo, MeganFenyoe.com, MeganFenyoe.com, and her book, You Are Enough, the movement, the I Am Enough movement. Get involved. You are enough. You can do it. Don't be afraid. Megan will help you. I'm Alan Taylor. I'll help you too. That's what this show is all about. This is Entrepreneur Weekly.
Then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. I've been alone.
Can't get enough of Entrepreneur Weekly? Check out our podcast on iTunes for even more content. Subscribe today.
I thought love was more or less a given thing. It seems the more I gave, the less I got. What's the use in trying?
Listening to Entrepreneur Weekly. Now, here's your host, Alan Taylor.
Well, you know, every now and then, one of your buddies, one of your pals makes good in life. He does good things and good things happen. This exact thing happened to my buddy Steely. Andrew Steele. He's starring in a new movie that's about to come out, Wishman. And you can check it out, by the way, wishmanmovie.com. It's about the founder of the Make-A-Wish Foundation, Frank Shankwitz, and who I also know and is a good friend. But, Andrew, are you there?
Yes, sir. How you doing, Alan?
I'm doing good. Where are you today, by the way? I forgot to even ask.
Mate, I'm in Hollywood.
Oh,
I'm in Hollywood.
Okay. We're on the same time zone.
I have been in France.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I saw you. Yeah. So what were you doing there?
Mate, I was over at the Cannes Film Festival. Talking everything Wishman, and, you know, we had a couple of brilliant screenings over there. It was a bit of a trip to see the audience on their feet after, you know, watching Wishman. So, yeah, it was a real buzz.
That's awesome. Well, okay, well, so here we go. Entrepreneur Magazine, Entrepreneur Media, we love stories like this because, first of all, the Make-A-Wish Foundation is huge, and everybody knows about the Make-A-Wish Foundation. But I am going to ask you to, you know, to kind of tell a little bit of the story. We got plenty of time here and what it was like working with Frank. But you got to be the star of this movie that is coming out. I believe it's coming out on like next week on the 5th or something, right?
Yeah, June 7th. So 7th. We've got our, okay. Our world premieres on June 4th, the okay. Egyptian Theater.
Okay.
It's an absolute ball and a dream and, yeah, pinching myself still.
Yeah, well, and you and I, of course, you are the co-founder of Flicks for Change, and I was involved with that with you to help a little bit for their at the beginning, and you have now taken that international. God bless you for that. Flicksforchange.org. Flicks, the number 4, change.org. You can check out what Andrew Steele does also, besides starring in this great movie. So first of all, let us talk about Make-A-Wish Foundation. And, you know, just give us, what's it like to portray this guy who is, you know, he's alive. You get to talk to him, and you got to tell his story. So give us the story.
Yeah, so it's an absolute dream role. And, you know, really, it's my first leading role in a U.S. feature film. So, you know, to get the seal of approval from the great man himself was very humbling. And, you know, obviously worldwide, you know, everybody knows Make-A-Wish and what it stands for. And you know, the incredible thing is it's not just about, you know, one person. It's about a whole community coming together to grant the wish of, you know, a terminally ill or, you know, dying kid, the last thing they can have. So to be given this opportunity to, you know, tell this incredible story, and it really is a beautifully told story. Theo Davies, who's our director and writer, did a brilliant job. So yeah, it was just surreal. You know, I get kind of goosebumps, you know, on my skin just thinking about it, because it's a beautiful story to be told, and what a way to kind of be introduced to the industry, really.
Right. Well, this is, to me, this is a double American dream. You know, one for you, you come over from Australia. You were a pretty much of a sensation in Australia, and you had a lot going on over there. But you come over here, it's a whole other animal. And you are actually telling a story of a man who had also got to live the American dream to create a legacy, the Make-A-Wish Foundation, and got to tell his story, which I don't want to give any of it away, but can you give us, you know, a little bit about the movie and what people should expect? Because it's coming out next week, everybody.
Yeah. So, I mean, this is a story of a guy that, you know, had everything against him. You know, his family was kind of broken up through a bit of divorce, and his mom kind of stolen away from his father. And, you know, so he never really had that kind of parental figure. And he had a mentor named Juan Ogadillo who, you know, who told him that, you know, whenever he can give back, he should. And Frank said, well, what can I do? You know, I'm just a kid. And, you know, Juan said, well, you could just pull the weeds out of your neighbor's yard, and then that's something simple that you can give back. And the message behind this film is that, you know, what can you do to give back that can in turn cause a ripple effect to change the world? And, you know, as we know, Make-A-Wish, you know, well, it started with one wish. And, you know, this is the kind of nucleus of the story. So you get to see what that was. And, you know, 500,000 wishes later, you know, Frank is being honored with this film that's the opening next week. So it's incredible.
No, it's awesome. I suggest everybody go see this. You can find it online at wishmanmovie.com if you want to see. I'm sure there's a trailer there. I am not watching anything because I know all you guys that are involved with this, from Greg Reed, my friend from Secret Knock, to, of course, you starring in the movie, which is great. Did you know, when we were doing this whole thing together with you with the Flicks for Change, did you know that you may be starring in this role at that time? That's been, what, 2 years ago?
Yeah, I did. So I knew I'd been cast in it. I'd been cast in it for a year. And, you know, as these things go, like, you know, you get offers for things and they kind of happen or they fall through. And so there was a year of me saying, oh, I've got this incredible role. And then it was always like, to get a movie up is, you know, a monumental task. And, you know, this is Greg Reed and his team. It's Greg's kind of first film that he's produced, and he's done a brilliant job to kind of get it over the line. And there's always ups and downs of money falling out or, you know, natural disasters and, you know, all these kind of things. So it's a real miracle to have any movie made. But then, you know, I've got this golden ticket that I'm just trying to cash in with regards to getting this film shot. And, you know, it's a constant hustle to keep going. So I got to commend Greg Reed for, you know, pulling it together, and Mark Gold, who is another producer on the job. And, you know, they've been working on this film for 6 years, and obviously Frank has been living his life for, you know, a number of decades. And, you know, for it all to come together, it's really exciting.
Yeah. All right. Hang tight. I want to talk to you about the American dream that you are experiencing, what it has taken to, you know, come across to America and live this awesome life that you're now living. You're an entrepreneur and you're American, kind of an American story now that's unfolding right in front of us. And you folks will be able to go watch the movie Wish Man. It's about the making of the Make-A-Wish Foundation and where it came from, and the founder, Frank Shankwitz, who's a sweet guy. We'll talk more about that on the other side. This is Entrepreneur Weekly. Stay with us. Need a mentor? One-on-one online sessions with Entrepreneur Magazine's experts can help you start a business, grow your business, build your brand, fundraise, and more. Book your one-on-one session with experienced business owners and media experts. Jason Pfeiffer, editor-in-chief of Entrepreneur Magazine, can help you perfect your business pitch to media. Businesswoman Kathleen Griffith, founder of Grace & Company, can help improve your growth and marketing strategies. Need guidance on improving your leadership skills? Elizabeth Gore, president of Alice, can help you become a strong, value-driven leader. So what are you waiting for? Book your one-on-one session with Entrepreneur's lineup of experts today. Visit entrepreneur.com/mentors. Again, that's entrepreneur.com/mentors. Well, you're listening to Entrepreneur Weekly. I'm Alan Taylor. I love hearing these stories. The American dream is still alive and well, and people experience it all the time. You get a better sense of it, I think, sometimes when somebody comes from another country. They just seem to be able to tell that story better. I don't know why. Let me ask, we're talking to Andrew Steele. He's starring in the movie Wishman, wishmanmovie.com on the web. So, Andrew Steele, what has it been like for you to come over? And you got married here recently too, right?
I did.
Dude.
I married the love of my life. she was, you know, we've been friends for 7 years, and I moved in with her as somewhere to stay, and within a month we're at IKEA planning out the rest of our lives together.
Wow. Wow. So what has it been like for you to come across from Australia to America? You land here, and I kind of remember, because when I first met you a number of years ago, I remember hearing your story a little bit. You know, I mean, in Hollywood, you can try your ass off, if I can say that, and not get anywhere. But you, while the journey was going, you decided with your buddy to start the Flicks for Change, also to be able to do the same thing in your life, the pay it forward. Let's do some good. You were doing that, and now you're playing the role of the guy that did the ultimate one with the Make-A-Wish Foundation. So it's like you are all of a sudden, it's like you've arrived. Can I say that? I don't know. So what's it like?
Well, it was incredible. You know, the same night that I met my co-founder for Flicks for Change, James Hawthorne, was the same night that I met Frank and the same night that I met Greg Reed. And we were at a City Gala event. And, you know, so my first pitch to James was, I'm running this socially conscious film festival. Do you have a film that you'd like to submit? He ended up submitting the film. We went for coffee, asked him to, you know, run this thing with me. The same night I met Frank, and, you know, he's obviously, you know, started arguably the most well-known and, you know, brilliant, you know, nonprofits in the Make-A-Wish Foundation. I told him about Flicks for Change. At the time, it was just an idea in my head, but I was doing it that year. So told him the socially conscious film festival that brings in the nonprofits and talks about the issues in the film so we can inspire the audience to take action and connect them with the difference makers on the ground. This is what I told to Frank. And he's like, you know what? Somebody like you should be playing me in this movie. Hey, Greg, this guy should play me in the movie. And I'm like, yeah, I should. You know, it's like, you know, the one time you take the focus off yourself and being that active, it's like, you know, validate me, give me a role, like what can take. You know, I wanted to speak to him because I just wanted to give him praise about what he'd done with, you know, Make-A-Wish. And I didn't know what I wasn't looking to get anything out of the conversation other than just kind of just thank him for the inspiration to start my own thing. And then that's the one time that, you know, the universe works in mysterious ways and brings about the biggest opportunity in my career.
So Frank Shankwitz is like a John Wayne character, but in real life. Would you not agree?
Yeah, well, he's got that trademark cowboy hat wherever he goes and his mustache, the handlebar action.
And he was a motorcycle cop in what state? I can't remember.
Prescott, Arizona. Well,
Arizona,
Phoenix.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man, I mean, this guy, I can't imagine. First of all, you with your Aussie accent and having to play Frank, he's got some sort of a Southern thing going on. I don't know. Cowboy.
Phoenix kind of sound like, you know, Prescott, Arizona Highway Patrol 1091. Frank Shankwitz. Yeah. And, you know, the beautiful thing you mentioned, he was from the motorcycle, highway patrol. And that's the incredible thing about Frank. His whole life has been about service. You know, he was in the Air Force and, you know, he was a motorcycle cop and detective for, you know, a number of decades. And, you know, it's actually the TV show Chips that is almost kind of the instigator for how Make-A-Wish came about. So all the kids back in the 80s loved Punch and John and their motorcycles. And, you know, instead of wanting to meet Batman, they wanted to meet a real motorcycle cop. And there was a sick kid who had leukemia a couple of weeks to live, just loved the show. And, you know, Frank, you know, was asked to go and meet the kid. And you know, he went and gave him a little uniform. They made him, you know, these little motorcycle wings and made him an honorary Arizona Highway Patrolman, the only one in the history. And they just showed this kid the time of his life in his last few days. And they just saw the life that was brought back into not only the kid, but the mother and the respite, because they haven't seen the 7-year-old smile for, you know, a couple of years since they got sick. And, you know, after Chris passed, you know, he just had the idea to get some friends and start a foundation, which was Make-A-Wish. And that's what we know as one of the greatest wish-granting charities the world's ever seen.
Man, oh, man, oh, man, oh, man, oh, man. So the movie premiere is on the 4th, kind of the red carpet thing. The distribution is, from what I heard, like 200 movie theaters around the country. Mm-hmm. So it'll be out there. You guys can find the movie, wishmanmovie.com. The movie is called Wishman, starring Andrew Steele. And when I come back here from this commercial break here, I'd love, you are literally right in the middle of living your American dream. I mean, It's on its way. So what I would like for you to do, if you don't mind, on the other side, is to take 5 minutes and give some of the tips that you have learned that are still fresh in your mind from the life that you have lived for the last, I don't know what, you probably look 32 years old or something. I don't know. We'll find out on the other side. And while it's fresh, because there's nothing better than taking the bread out of the oven, putting a little slice of butter on it while it's still hot, it tastes the best. We'll be right back and hear from Andrew Steele. Stay with us. Entrepreneur Weekly. Listening to Entrepreneur Weekly, I'm Alan Taylor. Right now talking to my old buddy Steely. Andrew Steele, he's the star of the movie Wishman. You can find it online at wishmanmovie.com. It's about the Make-A-Wish Foundation, the founder, Frank Shankwitz. And he is he's the real living kind of a John Wayne legend kind of a guy, still alive. And it's a story about his life and the Make-A-Wish Foundation, how it all got started. And I was saying as we left the commercial break there, you know, you're still living this dream. Your life has just got to be amazing. You just got back from France, from having the movie shown there and a standing ovation. So what are some of the things you've learned along the way, Andrew, that you can share? Because they've got to be fresh. There's something you're practicing every day at this point. Give it to us.
The start is surround yourself with good people. You know, the people that you're with day in, day out is going to influence the quality of your dealings and your relationships. You know, the great example is, you know, I've been given an incredible opportunity in this film because Greg Reed runs a group called The Secret Knock.
Right.
And the people in The Secret Knock, yourself included, just, you know, amazing people. They're generous, but they're also savvy and entrepreneurs in their own right. I'm surrounded by these people that are just so impressive. and I'm lucky enough to call them my friends, and then the opportunities, and, you know, everybody comes up together. So that's one. Surround yourself with good people. That's one of the things. Just, you got to keep hustling. And for me, I found, you know, being a self-starter is important, because you can get an opportunity to meet somebody that can help you, or you can help them. But if you're not ready to go with your idea, or if, you know, you haven't done the work on yourself, then you're not going to be able to take advantage of that opportunity. And in saying that, on the flip side, you know, I always try for my first, you know, I really try and serve first before I'm asking for anything back. And like, that was something that was incredible with Greg. You know, I was starting Flicks for Change, and, you know, like he said, you know, his motto is, how can I serve? And, you know, within like 15 minutes, he kind of, you know, just sent like 20 emails to incredible people such as yourself, Alan, to, you know, get us on, you know, the radio or help us with publicity. So, you know, Greg's a really great mentor in, you know, what it's like to serve before you ask for anything in return.
Yeah, no, it's true. All right. In your life, along the path of life, you know, I mean, look, I've watched you now for a number of years. You can sing. You're a good-looking guy. You're an actor. You've done a lot of things. But what is the one thing that you feel that might have been a mistake that you made that actually taught you one of the most important lessons of your life? Is there anything that you've done like that? You know, learning about your ego or your pride or, you know, your lack of character or what, lack of vision or whatever those things are in life, those are the best teachers. Anything like that?
I think sometimes, you know, listening too heavily to praise, you know, people give you praise and that's fantastic. But if it lets you take you off your feet and, you know, takes you, you know, doesn't keep you grounded, then that can be a little misleading. But I think listening to the critics and actually be able to hear it without being offended or, you know, without shutting down. So, you know, listen to, you know, obviously take everything with a grain of salt and, you know, figure out what people are saying or where they're coming from and if they have, you know, intentions or motivations behind that. But listening to everything and don't be too quick to shut things down if it's not what you want to hear.
Yeah. So what you're saying is don't listen to the people that are blowing smoke up your butt. I agree. Absolutely, because you know what, everybody's going to tell you how great you are, but what you just said there really at the end of the day is you better listen also to the critics, because they're the ones that are like, they don't give a damn attitude whether you like them or not, but they're actually telling you some truth that may end up helping you. Surround yourself with good people, keep hustling, serve first, and listen to your critics. And but I think more importantly here, I'm going to play a song. Do you recognize this music?
Beautiful.
It's from the movie Ferris Bueller's Day Off, and you, my buddy, you are listening. I can't wait. You're listening to this music right now. I want to hear you singing that song that he sang on the float when this movie is all over, because you're freaking living his life. You're living a Ferris Bueller's Day Off life. So go out and watch this movie, you guys. It'll be in movie theaters on the 7th of June. It's called The Wish Man, starring Andrew Steele. Andrew, thank you very much. Great job.
Alan, thanks for having me, man. Always a pleasure.
Can't wait to see you on that float singing just like Ferris Bueller. I'm Alan Taylor. That's it for this week. Go out and watch the movie Wish Man, wishmanmovie.com. Also, check out our website, entrepreneur.com. We'll see you next week.
This program is copyrighted by Entrepreneur Media Incorporated.